This weekend in Seattle, some 1,300 firefighters will load up with about 70 pounds of gear apiece, and they'll each set out to climb 69 flights of stairs, 1,311 steps, up to the observation deck of the Columbia Center downtown. It's the 16th annual Scott Firefighter Stair Climb to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And the defending champion is 27-year-old Brent Molesbury, who volunteers with the Chuckanut Fire Department near Bellingham, Washington. Mr. Molesbury, you're going for a repeat?
I would definitely like that.
And I gather it would actually be a five-peat for you. You've won this thing four times before.
That's correct.
Well, what's your secret?
Well, I figure the sooner I get up, the sooner the pain will stop.
And your time last year to climb all 69 flights was 11 minutes, 17 seconds.
Yeah.
Personal best?
It was actually a couple seconds slower than the year before.
That sounds awfully fast. I'm trying to imagine 69 flights.
It's a long ways.
Give us a picture here. You're climbing wearing full bunker gear, mask, all that stuff?
That's correct.
And how does the breathing part go?
We breathe through a mask and have a compressed air bottle on our back. So it's sort of like a scuba system, except you're not underwater. So it's just an SCBA, which is self-contained breathing apparatus.
Does it feel like 11 minutes when you're doing it?
No, it feels a lot longer.
Really?
Yeah. It seems to drag on. You start getting a little tired. You look at the floor number and you're like, oh, great, I'm only on floor 10.
Oh, you're watching as you're going up. You're watching the
floors. Yeah, you can see the numbers. And so you can kind of try to distract yourself by trying to do math as you're going up and try to figure out how many floors you have left.
Is this climb anything close to what you have to do as a firefighter?
Well, my department, we're just kind of a rural volunteer department, so we don't have anything that's quite that large by any means. But
yeah.
City structure firefighters, they have to go up large skyscrapers. So that part is somewhat strict.
Does anybody get sick doing this?
Yeah, it definitely happens. They have paramedics and volunteers every about 10 floors or so, and everybody going up's a firefighter, so they... You know, if somebody is having trouble in front of you, they definitely, you know, everybody helps each other out.
Well, I guess your competitors would have to be hoping that you you wouldn't be there this year, but you are going to be there. So maybe they just have to hope you're going to have a bad day.
Which could definitely happen.
What does it depend on?
Depends on how you feel and, you know, how your pacing goes. There was one year where I maybe went a little too hard and I guess overheated. Don't really remember the last 10 floors and kind of staggered across the finish and then collapsed and ended up having to go to the emergency room.
Wow.
IVs put in me because I was super dehydrated.
What's it like as you're heading up to the last, I don't know, 10 or so flights of stairs?
Relief. Very excited to get done because you're usually, by that point, your air bottle is getting pretty low, so it's getting even harder to bring air out of it. You tend to get, you're really hot by that point as well, so you just can't wait to cross the finish line and take all that gear off and start breathing regular air again.
Mr. Molesbury, once you're all done, how do you get back down?
We do get to take the elevator, thankfully.
You do?
Yes. It's a great feeling when you get to climb onto that elevator.
Well, Brent Molesbury, best of luck to you on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
And let us know how you do.
I will do that.
Brent Molesbury will defend his title as the reigning champ of the Scott Firefighter Stair Climb. He volunteers with the Chuckanut Fire Department near Bellingham, Washington. Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Franklin Cater.